Remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron Friday, signifying the opening of the delayed and controversial Tokyo Games. The 23-year-old climbed a stage replicating Japan's Mount Fuji to light the cauldron. The torch lighting capped a subdued opening ceremony that took place against the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, which delayed the 2020 Tokyo Olympics by 1 year. The virus is on the uptick in Tokyo, leaving most events to be contended before no spectators and empty venues designed to host thousands of international fans. As a result, the opening ceremony accommodated only about 950 VIP spectators and journalists. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden was in attendance, leading the American delegation. As the spectacle went inside the stadium, protesters took to the streets of Tokyo to protest the games being held amid surging cases of the coronavirus in Japan. They blamed the Tokyo 2020 planners and the International Olympic Committee for bringing delegations from across the globe into Japan, risking further spread. A U.S. delegation and other dignitaries were hurried to vehicles as reports emerged of shots fired and crowd control gas used on protesters outside the funeral of late Haitian President Jovenel Moïse on Friday. There were no immediate reports of injuries among protesters or authorities, and no indication any guests at the funeral were in danger. The funeral is happening 2 weeks after a still unexplained assassination at his home by foreign mercenaries. U.S. President Joe Biden's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, led the U.S. delegation to pay respects, joining mourners who have taken part in other commemorations in Haiti this week. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization and the EU's disease agency warned Friday